Welcome to Land Academy.
I'm Jack Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We show you how to buy real estate for half of what it's worth
and sell it on the internet really fast.
We are Jack and Jill,
and this is the Jack and Jill Show 2.
With over 15,000 completed transactions, we're the experts at acquiring property.
Of all kinds, not just land.
For half price and flipping them for way more.
All right, let's get this show started.
Jack Butella with Jill DeWitt.
Hi.
Welcome to our show today. In this episode, Jill and I talk about the secret sauce of our most successful members. A little bit like with Luke Smith last week, Jill.
Mm-hmm.
Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landacademy.com online community. It's free.
Okay, Dave asked, how difficult is it to do a terms deal if the buyer wants title insurance? Would you structure the terms the same way, but have the buyer pay for title insurance up front?
Oh, can I answer this?
Sure, go ahead.
There's exactly two ways. Well, there's a lot of ways to do terms deals, but there's two basic big picture ways. One through a title agent, just like he's describing. And one is where you just do the contracts yourself and everybody agrees to pay. So the first way is called a deed of trust in certain places. It's in Arizona, that's what it's called. And you actually record the deed before. The big difference between the two is this. When you go through a title agent, you record the deed and it doesn't, you know, you record the document and then the lien gets removed, just like a mortgage. The lien on the document, or like a, you know, financing a car, there's now a lien. So you own the property, but you have to pay it off. So that's exactly what you're describing and what you're asking. Is it possible to do this? Yes, you record it just like a mortgage for a house. The buyer owns the property. They pay and pay and pay. And when it's done, the lien gets removed. It's in the buyer's name from day one. And at the end, it's still in the buyer's name. There's no lien. The other way stays in the seller's name all the way through the term. The buyer pays. And at the end, it gets recorded. How's that for simple?
I know. What would you do in the second one about the title insurance, though? Would you have them pay up front?
I would... you know, if it's a typical deal for us where you're really making, I mean, you're making an even profit on the down payment, I would think I'd pay.
Yeah, I might roll it in. I'm with you. Because let's just say,
depends on the
economics. Knowing Dave, let's see, it's one of these deals. He bought it for $4,000. $4,000. He's selling it for $20,000 because it's on terms.
Yeah.
So it's, maybe it's a $500 or $1,000 down payment, let's just say. And let's say that he's getting $200 a month for a long, long, long time. I'm just kind of using some numbers.
It's a typical deal for him.
Right.
Jill and I both know exactly which Dave this is.
So I'm thinking that I might plop down the $700 once I get some payment from the guy, even two payments in or something. I'd say, hey, after, you know, we'll get a couple, you know, whatever, you work it out. I'll get you the title insurance because I'm going to roll that cost in, basically. And then he had the title insurance. Because if anything crazy happens,
yeah,
and the seller after 6 months is gone, I mean, the money you've got up front paid for that title insurance, and that's going to help you sell it the next time.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of, this is probably a topic for a whole episode, but the downside to doing it through a title agent like this is that if the buyer stops paying, it's going to cost between, you have to go through a foreclosure process just like on a house. So it costs between $1,000 and $2,000 to get it back, right, in your name as an owner. So you only ever want to do that when you really are convinced that they're going to pay all the way through, mm-hmm, or they're going to pay halfway through, or
just,
you can tell, you know,
while.
Actually, Jillie, I mean, you have probably have a lot to say about this. You can tell,
mm-hmm,
when someone buys a piece of property and you talk to them on the phone for a while, you can tell if they're going to stick around.
You can tell. You'll tell if they're wishy-washy or not. You'll know by the questions if they're really going to be out there using it. And by the way, say it's that person and you know they're already out there, you know, camping on it, loving it, you know, kind of thing. You know they're going to keep paying. So unless something crazy happens.
Yeah.
And then even in that situation, I always try to work with people. Hey, I lost my job, or my wife, something happened.
Skip a payment
Can I roll it back to this much for 6 months and then I'll catch it up? We really love it. We're so happy. Yeah, I'll work with people on that. That's okay.
I got a buddy who owns like hundreds of houses. In the downturn, he went and got a financial partner and bought hundreds and hundreds of houses for $20,000 and $30,000. each. And so, I mean, he's taking in tons of money. He's doing extremely well financially. He's completely done in life. But he still insists on renting the property himself. So he shows up. And you know what he does to check to see? He actually, when he does that, he checks to see, he goes out and looks at their car.
I know who you're talking about. It's kind of funny, I know, because if it's a messy car, that's his thing. Their backseat's a disaster. Right. There's like food everywhere and they can't even keep their car clean. I'm not going to rent to them.
Yeah.
I think it's kind of funny.
You can smoke it out too on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a question or you want to be on the show, reach out to either one of us on landacademy.com. Today's topic, and this is the meat of the show, secret sauce of our most successful members. So if you listened yesterday or even Monday, these are Jill's topics. She came up with them this week. This is Jill's week. It's Jill week.
It's Jill week, not hell week. Jill week. So this all stems from questions and things that I've answered with people who have scheduled calls with me. And a really good question that I get now and then is, okay, what is it about your most successful members? What makes them stand out? And I wrote down three things, and I'd love to hear yours. This is one that it's fun because Jack and I always differ on things like this.
Yeah.
So my top three things for our most successful members, like their secret sauce, is number one, they follow through, they follow along, they do exactly as prescribed, even if it feels wrong.
Wow.
Right? Because that's
valuable.
That's a common one. They often, you know, if you listen to the Luke Smith talk that it reminded me.
I have to say this real quick. I got a note from our producer like 3 minutes ago.
Uh-huh.
She said, like, comments are pouring in.
About?
That the Luke Smith show last week.
Oh.
They want more members to come go on the show.
Yeah.
So I'm just letting you know, I replied to her and said,
okay,
reach out to the top 20 or 30 people.
Good, and we'll do it.
Yeah.
There
we'll
you go.
The
yeah, there you go. And then you can hear from them.
If you want to be on the show, listener, please email erin@landacademy.com, E-R-I-N, mm-hmm. and she'll schedule you.
Yep. Love it. Okay, so...
Even if you did one deal, we'd love to hear about it.
Yeah. So they follow along as prescribed, even if it feels wrong. And that was one of the comments Luke made. I thought, God, it's so good. It's true. You have to get out of your own head. Sometimes you're your own obstacle. You know, Jack and I keep saying, you need to do this first, and then do that, and then do this. And I know a lot of our members go, what? That doesn't make sense at the time. And then later on, they go, oh, I guess I did need to set up my social media. And I did need to have all of that linked ahead of time. Oh, I guess I do need to have a website, because as I send out these offer letters, people are really looking me up. That recently came back too, that we talked about with some members. You just don't just blindly send out a bunch of offers, because you're not going to get the response that you could get if you had a website and your presence out there created, because these people will look you up. I do it. Man, if I got a letter from somebody, think about it.
Oh, yeah.
It's the first thing any of us do. You just got a letter in the mail from somebody offering you to buy your home for $150,000, and you're actually thinking about this here. You better believe you're going to do your homework. It's like hiring an employee. You wouldn't hire an employee without doing your homework on them. You want to make sure they're legitimate.
Right.
Their name is right. The picture matches up. They are the right person. You know, they did really have those three jobs here on the resume. You know, you're checking them out. So that's a couple of examples.
I mean, we try to make it real easy with our members to, like, right off of our coattails. So, mm-hmm. you know, it's real hard to, once you get one property, for example, and you post it on your website, it's like, oh, there's one property there.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we have Landpin.
Mm-hmm.
So you can post your stuff for free there, and you can also link your website to Landpin, and it gives you a lot of credibility.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's just one of the things that we prescribe, and the successful people do it.
Like, what else do you think is just like liquid counterintuitive that we ask people to do and just blindly trust?
You sound like you have a few. Go.
I do. You know what might not make sense is to this whole notion of, this is really not about real estate. It's about data. And it's about finding a situation. It's about using data to get offers out to people to see who's in a situation to sell. It's not about the property.
Right.
So the first month or two that I started doing this a lot of years ago, I'm sending offers out for, you know, 20% of what property's worth. And people are signing them and sending them back. And I'm like, well, there has to be a catch.
Right.
Like, it just doesn't make any sense. You know, I've got $100,000, in some cases, $100,000, $200,000, $300,000 pieces of land, and I'm buying for $10,000.
Right.
And it's not, they don't even care. Right. What they just want to be done with it.
Exactly.
That's hard to understand and swallow.
It's very true. They're closing that chapter on their estate or their family, who knows what it was.
All right, so
and they just want out.
One is just blindly follow us, like drink the Kool-Aid.
Yeah, I mean, even if it feels wrong, they follow the steps. Okay, the second one is they ask questions and they reach out for help on the big stuff.
Oh,
so they're
not the
doing their
stuff.
Homework. They really are showing up and doing their homework. But man, when there's a big deal or some big situation, then they call in the big guns, which is Jack or myself, and they do consulting and we tackle it together. So that, I think, for some of our top members, that's one of the secret sauce things.
Yeah, you know, we have what's called data deal review. And so it's either data review or deal review. So members can schedule a consulting call with me to look at their data set that they're about to spend, you know, 10,000 mailers out on. And they don't want to spend the money until they talk to me first. And I think that's a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
It's about 50-50, by the way. 50% of the time I say it's great. 50% of the time we really address some stuff. And I'm super glad they don't send it out.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have deal review. Same thing. Should I buy this property or not? Would you buy it? And so that was a lot of fun. I have a lot of fun. I've scheduled my whole Wednesday to help members do that.
Mm-hmm.
And then Jill's got one, by the way. Jill does, what do you call it? Just consulting?
Exactly.
Just for sales.
Because I'm more sales and that kind of stuff.
And closing.
Working with the county and working with the sellers and the buyers and all of the, everything that surrounds customer service and sales and all of that. And even just getting out of your head, you know, I'm hung up on something. I've done several consultings where I've had people that are just like, I'm just afraid to pull the trigger. Can you talk me through it? Sure.
Oh,
I mean,
that's great, Jill.
It's not about the actual deal.
Yeah.
It's about, all right, I'm nervous going through. I'm about to spend $3,000 here. I'm nervous. I'm like, all right, let's talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, make sure you did everything right. You know, yeah, you checked all the boxes. You do need to push the button now, you know, that kind of a thing. So that's that. So, and then are you ready for my third?
Yes.
Okay. My third and final one for this successful member secret sauce is, I don't have the tenacity.
Whoa.
They don't stop. They are like us.
That's my number one.
And they see hurdles.
They don't
and
know.
And obstacles that would make other people throw in the towel.
Yep, that was my number
and
one.
Decide to go back to whatever job they had to say, forget it, I'm out. I'm gonna pray my 401k is enough, you know, kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
They see the people, they are not those people. They see those kind of situations as little speed bumps, and they also see them, like Jack and I do, as a positive thing, which is, and that's why not everyone's doing this.
Yeah.
You know, that's what keeps me, you know, doing well.
It seems so, such common sense, it seems, but it's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's why I dislike this sales approach to some of the education out there, where it's just a big, huge sales pitch for an hour. And they get everybody riled up. This is a traditional way to sell stuff. It's how you sell.
Imagine?
It's how you sell cars. Oh my gosh!
You and I
you look
jumped up
today.
And down. Woohoo!
I can't stand
you
that
were
crap.
Like blowing whistles.
Oh my God.
That would be really funny. Hey, it's our Monday morning roundup or whatever it is. That would be kind of funny.
I just finished the content for the website, the product that we're going to launch. We haven't launched it yet. Offers to owners, and I say right in there. I say if you haven't done at least a month of research. To find out if this is what you want to do, or if you've never done a deal, this is not for you. This product is not for you. It's for people who have done a few deals.
Right. They're doing.
Tired of buying property out of the MLS. They're tired of taking calls from brokers. They really want to learn just a fresh new way to build a new income stream. That's the product,
mm-hmm.
you know? And so it's a reverse approach.
Mm-hmm.
There is no sales. It's like, just please know that you want to do this and once you do join, don't be high maintenance for us.
That ties into what we talked about. I think it was yesterday.
Yeah.
I mean, Jack and I are not kidding. We're really talking about making this kind of an interview process. We really want to make sure we get the right people in our group. We're keeping it small for a reason. And we are going to close it up. And there is going to be a wait list. Period. because we're not here to have thousands of people and hope that 3% of them are doing something. We want the opposite. We want a small group with 90% of them killing it.
I don't know if you know this. We're less than 50 members away from cutting it off.
Exactly. So I'm that might come up soon. So we'll see.
Yeah.
My whole little interview thing. I might just do it. Maybe I'll save it for the last 10 or something like that. Uh-huh. We have last 10 slots. We're not messing around now. Schedule a call with me and we'll see.
Right.
So, and you could, yes. So anyway, that's my list. Do you have anything else you want to add about the secret sauce?
You know, mine is that you just don't know when you've been beat. You know, there's just failing's not something you even think about. If you've done your research, that's why I brought this research thing up. If you've done a lot of research, you know you want to do this and you've done it. One of the things that I see in success, these successful members, is maybe they own another business and they're just not, it's not doing it what they want. They need to be, they already know how to run a business and what it takes.
Correct.
That's a huge positive in the right direction, in my opinion. Maybe they did a couple of houses. They flipped a couple of houses and it just didn't work the way they wanted, or they made some money. They just hated it.
Right.
But they'll love real estate, but not houses.
Right.
Or not retailing houses, let's say. Maybe wholesaling's better. So, you know, those are pretty serious. But then we have some people who are brand spanking new, who knock it out of the park every
month.
Exactly.
It's hard to say, even though we can think of an example always of the opposite. So that's why I tried to pick not just your experience. It's more, well, you know what? And that's the thing, Jack. You just said it. It's not so much your experience as who you are.
We have one of our first members is a stay-at-home mom with a master's degree in engineering. And I talked to her. We did a show with her more than a year ago.
A lot of years ago.
And I said, there's just no way. She's not going to. And she's like our top, whatever. She's one of the top producers. Uh-huh. So, you know, I love being wrong about that stuff.
Totally.
Hey, there's no secret sauce. It's hard work.
It is.
It's hard work, dedication, and commitment. And you got to have the right information and the right inspiration. That's why you listen to the show. Mm-hmm. Join us in another episode where Jack and Jill discuss how to use information. That's me.
And yes, it's true. Inspiration. That's me.
So get just about anything you want.
We use it every day to buy property for half of what it's worth and sell it immediately.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition. You know, I've said this before and I'll say it again. Maybe one of the greatest feelings on the planet that I've ever experienced is parental pride. Like when your kids are just...
Right.
They're succeeding and you just see that look on their face and they're like, man, I killed it. I kicked the math test. I hit the ball, or I kicked that math test's ass, or, you know,
exactly.
Just so in a pretty reduced way or in a reduced way, I get that from our members. Mm-hmm. That's why we do this, Joe. I wouldn't do this if I didn't like it, would you? Maybe you're miserable and fostering resentment. It's all going to explode one day.
Oh, I am totally. It's coming. It's coming. It's building. You just can't see it. See this in my eyes? No, they're not yellow from last night and drinking. No, this is real.
Drinking?
I'm joking.
Did you drink last night?
Well, maybe I did. Maybe I'm not joking. But anyway.
Did you go to church yesterday?
No, because it's Wednesday.
Oh, sorry.
Hello.
Oh, I didn't know which day it was.
Yeah, I know. No, it's Wednesday, actually. I did not go to church on Tuesday. I appreciate that, though. Thank you very much. So, you are a crack up. Sometimes we have our own version of church around here.
Yeah.
So, we'll just say I did that.
A lot of derogatory stuff went through my head just now. Information and inspiration to buy undervalued property.
We are Jack and Jill, and this was the Cashflow from Land Show.
We are the experts at acquiring property
of all kinds, not just land,
for half price, just so we can flip it for way more
and really fast. Thanks for listening. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.